Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coven. Dr. Coven is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coven is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coven is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coven with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you into Christian Worldview this morning with Dr. John Coven. Currently, a flood watch is in effect until noon as we have heavy thunderstorm activity once again. 71 or 72 degrees just about everywhere from Anderson to Spartanburg in the upstate right now. Going to get into the 80s, so if you're looking for a good day to go to work, it's a good day to go to work and get inside that cubicle as you've got the doom and gloom outside with lots of thunderstorm activity in the forecast today. Lots of interesting things going on, as usual, on Christian Worldview. But remember our phone number, 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. The backup line, 864-201-6955, in case it's necessary. So by all means, make use of that if you need to. Well, what have we got going on, it says? Here was an interesting story that someone gave me yesterday about the Holocaust in Zimbabwe. And there was a lot of similarities, frankly, between this, I think, and the whole idea of denying people property rights we found in more recent years here in the United States, like yesterday or the day before. When Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe systematically burned out white farmers and murdered them for their valuable land, the civilized world hardly noticed. This is a story on worldnetdaily.com. Holocaust in Zimbabwe. Mugabe drives hundreds of thousands from their homes. It was about wealth redistribution, said Mugabe. It was about land reform, he said. Those buzzwords were enough for the international community, and the slaughter continued. Now Mugabe has turned his deadly attention to the poor, driving hundreds of thousands from their homes in what he euphemistically calls an urban renewal program, or Operation Drive Out Trash. At a news conference in Africa and at the United Nations, more than 200 international human rights and civic groups have said the campaign was a grave violation of international human rights law and a disturbing affront to human dignity. But words don't mean much to Mugabe. Since police launched the blitz in Harare, May 19, it has been extended throughout the country, causing sporadic rioting as poor residents try to resist the destruction of their homes and livelihoods. This week, the campaign in a nation facing severe food shortages moved onto the vegetable gardens planted by the poor in vacant lots around Harare. Authorities say the plots threaten the environment. International rights groups said at least 300,000 people have lost their homes by conservative estimates. The United Nations puts the figure as high as 1.5 million, though Zimbabwe police only acknowledge about 120,000. More than 42,000 people have also been arrested, fined, or had their goods confiscated. The Roman Catholic Archbishop of Bulawayo, Pius Nkubi, who has been a sharp critic of the eviction, said he is so angered by the campaign, he was ready to stand before a gun and be shot. Well, he just might be. The rights groups urged the African Union, which is meeting in Libya next month, and the United Nations to act against Zimbabwe, but did not specify how. They also demanded that Zimbabwe compensate the displaced and allow them access to humanitarian workers who said they were currently being blocked from providing relief. Several people have been reported killed in the mayhem, including a two-year-old trapped inside her home when the police came with their bulldozers and leveled the house. All that is left is the foundations, a pile of rubble and a small dirt grave with a wooden cross and a girl's name scrawled on the back of a piece of scrap metal. The police came. They had been sent to destroy the house, said Herbert Nyika, Charmaine's father. They knocked down the building, the walls, they smashed everything. This was when our child was trapped inside. She died there. Her mother, Lavender, said, I blame the government because it is they who instructed the police to do what they did. It's terrible. I have lost my daughter in such a strange way. Every day in Harare, in Bulawayo, the towns and cities of Zimbabwe, police in riot gear are systematically moving from suburb to suburb, forcing people from their homes. The scale of clearance is so great, there is so much work to do for the police to do, so they now are forcing the people to destroy their own homes, or charging them with a fee for demolition. The churches are full, the lavatories are overflowing, the people have nowhere else to go, the government has moved more than 2,000 people to Caledonia Farm, a resettlement camp outside Harare with no clean water, sanitation, or access to food. What turned Mugabe against the poor? Some say the reason is the political retribution to punish the urban electorate for voting for the opposition. Others say he is simply a madman, a Stalinesque, power-hungry tyrant who takes pleasure in the misery of others. The devastation comes at a critical time, midwinter in Zimbabwe. There was a food shortage in the country before the campaign was launched, and this campaign has even included the destruction of grocery stores and small gardens. The widespread homelessness, coupled with food shortages and unsanitary conditions, are sure to mean slow, agonizing death for hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Mugabe's campaign is just over a month old and shows no sign of abating. The Reverend Oscar Wurmter, former secretary of Zimbabwe Roman Catholic Bishops Conference and a parish priest in one of the poorest downtown areas, called the crackdown against these plots insane and evil. They are sleeping in the open air, tiny children and people dying of AIDS, and people you thought still had some decency are defending this crime against humanity, said Wurmter. It is a watershed. It is the beginning of the end, but the end will be terrible. The main opposition movement for democratic change has accused the 81-year-old Mugabe of imitating Cambodia's former Pol Pot regime by driving pro-MDC urban black voters to rural areas for re-education, quote unquote. It alleges food access is being used as a weapon of political reprisal following the March 31st parliamentary elections won by Mugabe's ZANU-PF. On Sunday, police spokesman Whisper Bondayi said the demolition campaign was also being extended to wealthier suburbs. He said some residents had illegally converted their homes into offices and workshops, and yet, however, no demolitions have been reported in such neighborhoods. Wealthy homeowners have recourse to judges and lawyers, unlike the poor who rush to salvage what possessions they can before their homes are burned or bulldozed. What a terrible tragedy there in South Africa. Now, since we are reading horrible stories, let's go ahead and pick up the Bible and just remind ourselves about what God's Word says in Romans 13 about the state. If you can turn over and you have a Bible handy, take a look at Romans chapter 13 and let's think about this man and what he's doing. Mugabe. Think about Mugabe let's try to understand what the Scripture is teaching here in Romans chapter 13. Everybody there? Everybody got your Bible? Oh, I'm sorry. You're probably driving along in your car. Well, that's all right. Well, if you're driving along in your car, just sit tight and listen. You know what I'm going to do? Every time it says the governing authorities here, I'm going to replace Mugabe. Remember, the Bible's written for people in Zimbabwe, too. Every time it says governing authorities in Romans 13, I'm going to replace it with the word Mugabe or Robert Mugabe. Let every soul be subject to Robert Mugabe. For there is no authority except from God, and Robert Mugabe is appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists Robert Mugabe resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist Robert Mugabe will bring judgment on themselves. For Robert Mugabe is not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of Robert Mugabe? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For Robert Mugabe is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for Robert Mugabe does not bear the sword in vain. For Robert Mugabe is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Now, what do you think about that? I want you to think about that through the break, and we're going to come back and talk about it. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor, It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Remember, our phone numbers this morning are 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. The backup line, 864-201-6955. We're talking about Robert Mugabe, the great Zimbabwe ruler. We just read Romans 13 with this guy's name inserted. Now, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again because I think it drives home a very important point, and then we're going to discuss this just a little bit. This is God's Word. Remember, God's Word is for all people, all ages, all times, all nations. Doesn't just apply to America. Applies to the people of Zimbabwe just as much as it applies to the people here in the United States. Let every soul be subject to Robert Mugabe. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities like Robert Mugabe that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists Robert Mugabe resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For Robert Mugabe is not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of Robert Mugabe? Do what is good, and you will have praise from Robert Mugabe. For Robert Mugabe is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for Robert Mugabe does not bear the sword in vain. For Robert Mugabe is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Now, if we take that in the literalistic sense of the word, what God would be telling us in Zimbabwe, if you're a Zimbabwe Christian, is not only are you to submit to this guy, but guess what? This guy's really doing good things that God wants him to do. He rewards you if you're a good person, and he punishes you if you're a bad person. Well, guess what, folks? That's not happening as far as what God thinks is good and evil. And this precisely drives home the point of our theology. The words good and evil here referred to in Romans 13, 1 through 4, do not refer to the way God defines good and evil. It defines those the misdeeds that people would do against the state. Things that the state defines are evil, and the things that the state defines are good. In other words, if you're in Babylon and you bow down to an idol that Nebuchadnezzar creates, the state considers you to be doing a good thing. On the other hand, if you don't bow down to it, or if you pray to any other god besides the Nebuchadnezzar, then the state considers you doing bad. even though God thinks just the opposite on both cases. And that's precisely what we have here. If you want to not be afraid of Robert Mugabe, you have to comply with his policies. And what Robert Mugabe does is reward those who he thinks are good, but he punishes all others that he thinks are evil. And that's why there are hundreds of thousands of people displaced. That's why people are dying. And there is a cruelty going on, an evil going on in Zimbabwe. Now, some people would look at this passage and think, well, you really can't apply this passage today. So it really just applies to the future reign of either the post-millennial age or an idealized system of the state. Paul wasn't really talking about Nero here. Well, obviously he wasn't, if you take good and evil to mean what God defines as good and evil. Interesting. It really drives home the point. Every time we have one of these wicked leaders, these tyrants, these state heads of state, which show themselves to be truly, truly evil, it's great to insert their names here in Romans 13, because that's precisely what the early Christians faced under Nero. It was a terrible, terrible time for Christians that lived in Rome in the first century, as it is for any Christian or other people that happen to live in Zimbabwe right now, as this guy continues his Holocaust, Robert Mugabe. Any comments or questions would be welcome, of course, to Christian Worldview, 864-244-8177. Well, we have limited range here, once again, on our signal this morning. We at the Tyranny Response Network apparently have been trying to rectify this problem, and it's going to be slow going to do so. If you could help out the Tyranny Response Network, please do so. We certainly could use the support at this time. You can go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. And if you go to the website and scroll down to the bottom, you're going to find the address, P.O. Box 151 in Piedmont, South Carolina, 29673, and go ahead and send your check there, make it payable to TRUE. That's got periods between it, the Tyranny Response Unit Enterprises, as it's called. Just because the enterprise is on there is because it makes the acronym sound good, TRUE. And everybody liked that. The other choice is to go to policyofliberty.net, which is my website. The policyofliberty.net website is my source where you can find all sorts of quotations that are about links about famous economists, as well as my books and papers. And so we'd encourage you to go there. My current paper is on the Second Amendment and the public policy theology. I think you'll find it of great interest to go and read that. If you can't read it there, read it in the Times Examiner. The Times Examiner is your conservative voice for the Palmetto State. We encourage you to pick up a subscription for $25 a year. That's cheap if you're in-state. $27 a year out-of-state. You can email or call 864-268-0576. Don't email to that. Just call that number instead. 864-268-0576. Be sure to talk to Bob Dill there about putting an ad in for your business as well. Well worthwhile. If you're a true true conservative or a pro-life libertarian, this is your newspaper. This is where they're not going to be bending the Constitution or tolerating things that are evil. This is the paper that you need to be reading. Of course, there are neocons in there. Be careful. Not every columnist is good. You still have the Tony Beams in there, who are the neocon left type, not left. He's a really nice guy, Tony. Don't misunderstand. Don't misconstrue personal issues here. Tony is a great guy. As far as I can tell, he loves the Lord. He preaches the gospel. He's just vastly mistaken when it comes to public policy. He runs a little radio show himself in the morning, which I consider to be the festival of ignorance. He calls it Christian Worldview Today, but actually it's nothing to do with Christian Worldview Today. It has to do with ignorance being spewed forth on the airwaves, at any rate. So be it. We would like to encourage you to get the Times Examiner, though. It's real worth doing. We have a call coming in. We want to try to take that call, if we can. Welcome to Christian Worldview. This is Dr. John Coben. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chuck, our faithful caller. This morning we've been talking about the crimes and the Holocaust in Zimbabwe, and we read this guy, Robert Mugabe's name in place of the authorities in Romans 13, 1 through 4, just to drive home the point about how we interpret this passage. And that's been our topic so far, besides discussing some neocons, some local neocons. So what's going on, Chuck?
Well, I listened to the Day Champion show over the weekend. It was a really great show. It's on AmericanRadioShow.us. Excuse me, I'm getting an echo. listen with one ear, that he agreed with an earlier Liberty Minutes that you had done, where you had talked about that the state really doesn't want to get rid of crime, and that he was postulating about why we haven't captured Osama bin Laden, and agreed very much with your point when you said that the government doesn't have an incentive to get rid of crime because then they wouldn't have this thing to do. And the way he puts it is Osama bin Laden is the boogeyman that they can keep scaring people with and get extraordinary powers. So why would they want to put this guy in jail? I thought it was interesting that you'd come to the same conclusion separately.
Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It all depends to think otherwise. And Champion is absolutely right. Why? I mean, government needs these kinds of predators to be around to give it a reason to exist. It wants to control them to some extent, but it doesn't want to eliminate them. And that's just, it's simple economics. It's simple logic that we arrive at this conclusion. It's not really that big of a leap. Once we get over the ridiculous conception that when a person goes through the balloting process and is voted into office, he becomes an altruistic civil servant that subordinates his own self-interest in favor of the public interest. I mean, that's purely nonsense. And this is what, people need to be expunged from their brain, I guess, in order to realize that, hey, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I think we've had the good fortune in America to have such good leaders at various times that we've gotten this idea that they're always going to be good, and I think there's a false confidence there.
Right. Well, I appreciate the call. That's a great comment, Chuck, and we're going to go to a quick break. Do you want to hang on during the break?
No, I'll just listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Great talking to you this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chuck. Talk to you soon. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Our producer is itching to run to a break, and we're about to do that now. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. And we have Paul on the line calling, I believe, from Cumming, Georgia. Is that right, Paul?
That's correct. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're flying on the seat, in the seat of our pants, I guess you could say. I try to pronounce that northern west, pants. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Paul. What's on you? You've been listening about this Zimbabwe criminal, I suppose, this morning, and the terrible things he's been up to. What's on your mind?
That's another case of it seems like United Nations promoting and supporting tyranny and genocide, in reality, when in the press that there is some type of benevolent organization.
Yeah, well, that's right. And they really sound benevolent, don't they? I'll tell you, this Mugabe guy is truly a criminal.
Oh, yeah, it's a war criminal, sure enough. But all of them, the baby dog fellow, they all seem to have United Nations sanctions when they're killing people, and then when the truth comes out, they act quite surprised.
Right.
Camo Rouge, all the whole deal. I also wonder why God permits something like this, or if we're getting what we deserve. I had a house guest, an unexpected house guest yesterday, and he's quite an aware and informed American, and we were talking before he left this morning. So he just doesn't understand why God lets it happen, and of course I don't know why either. But
well, in His own providence, He chooses to let it occur. We don't know why specifically, but God is in control. He's never out of control, and He's not the author of evil. But
no, you're right. It's He's definitely in control, and I suspect He's suffering with us. But
there's a point to which we have to recognize that God uses these states for all sorts of reasons. One is the sanctification of the church biblically. The other is, I suppose, the terrestrial judgment of certain people, but in general, it shows how Satan's activity is live and well. These government agents, including George Bush, by the way, are not immune from being satanically controlled, and I wouldn't put it beyond any of them, frankly, the way they run things around the world.
Well, the way they act, like I said, where their policies are, you would think they pray. They don't pray to the living God of the Bible, for sure. It's someone else.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Exactly right. But like I said, our house guest got us thinking this morning over here. But I don't, it's something we're not supposed to know, obviously. And from a Christian perspective, I often wonder why things happen the way they do. A lot of good things happen, of course, but there sure is a lot of bad things.
Well, one thing I want to tell people to be expunged of is this idea that the state is somehow a good and benevolent thing, or at least benign thing that Christians can actually align themselves with and use. And it's just bizarre.
Oh, and they seem to be so often behind it.
Yeah. They're just so misled on this, and this is part of the Christian worldview's purpose, to expunge this kind of thinking. This is wrong-headed and foolish thinking, and we want to get rid of it as much as possible because it's just wrong.
That's correct. I got quite a few. I hate using the word liberal conservative, but let's call them liberal. They believe in free speech and equal rights and fair employment practices. And I agree with all that, but. But they look towards the state to rectify their problems, and that's exactly the wrong thing, because the state creates imbalances just for no other reason to create crises to give themselves more power. But so and that's the problem I have with many liberals. They look towards the state to solve problems when they really need to look towards themselves, or charity, or the church, or to leave the state out of it. They just confuse things.
Right, exactly. That's precisely the case. Well, I tell you what, that you've got the biblical theology right on this part. Welfare is no part of in the government's circle. It's all to be done privately. And frankly, if Christians are to live up to what they should be, it shouldn't just be secular private charities. It should be churches that go ahead and lead the charge and help people who are poor. Instead, they've decided to become little agents of the state, not only with their 501c3 status, but support for the big parties, with the war effort support. It's really an abomination to watch what these well-meaning Christians are doing. I do believe they're well-meaning. They're just ignorant. They've been.
I agree. I think most Americans are well-meaning. They certainly are well-meaning. They don't want to hurt anybody. They want to live in peace and freedom, but they keep asking for a bigger and bigger government, and people like Rush Limbaugh, and I always get on his case, and Hannity, and Neil Bortz in Atlanta. They talk, you know, they say welfare, but the corporate welfare is a bigger drain on society and creates more economic uncertainty, and inefficiencies, and then giving it to the poor individual people. I believe that the corporate welfare is just, Eisenhower talked about the military industrial complex, and that's the biggest welfare program there is.
Right.
In my opinion, you know.
Well, what, you know, if you got the public school completely failing, they can always go in the military and learn some discipline, some character, and maybe even to do something useful in life. So the military becomes a huge welfare program for most people.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, I guess he's deceased, the United States Marine Corps General Smedley Butler, he wrote an interesting book, and he said, you know, during times of war and crisis, corporations make hundreds of percent of profits instead of, 8 or 10 or 12%. So,
right, I like
there's
it.
I think the military is a very big, very big welfare work system, welfare project. And Americans just don't seem to be clued into it. And I think most people around the world do let their governments run them up.
Hmm.
And it's just a little bit depressing at times.
Sure is. Well, I really appreciate the call, Paul, this morning. It's great comments. Great to hear from you, as always. And I look forward to hearing you your next call. And if you want to stay on during the break and you have something else to talk about, that's great, too. But we're
I don't know. I think I'll leave it with you. I enjoy listening to the show, and I guess it's time to get the morning started. But we appreciate what you're doing for liberty and trying to inform people and to keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Paul.
Have a good week.
All righty. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to try to go to a break here as we're flying solo, and we'll be back in just a minute.
To TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, it's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian Worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. John Coben, that is. Trying to fly solo here in the studio, you know how good I am at that, folks. Not the multitasking type, but we'll do the best we can. It may not be the most professional broadcast. The Tyranny Response Network is still a fledgling organization struggling along currently to try to improve its signal quality. They need your help. If you have some high ground that you can help them with, or if you've got some, if you can donate a little bit of cash, this would be a good month to do so. Remember, anybody who donates $25 or more this month gets a free signed copy, autographed copy of my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. $100 or more also gets the video, Warriors of Honor, about the life and legacy of Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. By all means, if you can, help us out this month, help them out at the Tyranny Response Network. They could really use the support if this thing is going to survive and do well. We have very dedicated volunteers. We certainly have the much of the equipment that we need, but we need more equipment, unfortunately, because it's just not enough to reach all of the upstate. I understand that the signal quality is reaching from somewhere around Whitehorse Road, maybe a little further, maybe as far as Malden Road, and then all the way into East Anderson, believe it or not, or at least that way down to Exit 27 off of I-85. As well as from Pelham Road, and certainly a little bit north of there, Highway 14 and Greer, all the way up to West Spartanburg. What that leaves is an enormous gaping hole for downtown Greenville, Augusta Road, and most of the east side of Greenville. And that's frustrating because our main population area is right there where we're not able to currently reach. This is a known problem, folks, and it will be rectified as soon as possible. Unfortunately, we're just facing that at the moment, not sure what we can do about it other than be patient and wait. Well, what else have we got going on here? Well, here's something of interest, I suppose. Oh, I forgot about the weather. 72 degrees everywhere in the upstate, showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy rain is possible this morning, and it's going to be humid with highs in the 80s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. There is a flash flood watch in effect until noon today because of all the heavy rain we're receiving. So beware of that as you make your way on to work this great day. Even if you're driving up to college today, or if you're going anywhere for that matter in a car that would require you to go over the rural areas of South Carolina, be careful because you're going to have some heavy thunderstorms and flooding possibly, and watch those lower bridges because they may get some water on the road. Don't try to go through the water. Any rate, what else have we got going on today? Well, what we've also got going on today is an article written up about a conspiracy theory. Why not talk about conspiracy theory? You know, it doesn't say, because we read it on the show, doesn't mean necessarily believe it, but there are some interesting things to consider when it comes down to things like the World Trade Center tower collapse. And here we have a former Bush team member saying that the World Trade Center likely a controlled demolition and inside job. Now, we read this a little bit earlier, but I want to express it again and see if we have some callers that might want to comment on this. Remember, the phone number here is 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You can also reach us at 864-201-6955 if the first number does not work. Well, the former Bush team member said the World Trade Center collapse was likely a controlled demolition and inside job. This is written by Greg Zeminski a couple of weeks ago. He said the former chief economist in the Labor Department during President Bush's first term now believes an official story. The official story about the collapse of the World Trade Center is bogus, saying it was more likely to control demolition destroy the Twin Towers and adjacent building number 7. If demolition destroyed three scale skyscrapers of the World Trade Center on 9/11, then the case for an inside job and government attack on America would be compelling, says Morgan Reynolds, PhD, a former member of the Bush team, who also served as director of the Criminal Justice Center at National Center for Policy Analysis, headquartered in Dallas. It's hard to exaggerate the importance of scientific debate over the causes of the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building Number 7. Now, what are some of those facts showing the flaws in the government jet fuel theory? Photos showing people walking around the hole of the North Tower where 10,000 gallons of jet fuel supposedly was burning. When the South Tower was hit, most of the North Tower's flames were already vanished, burning for only 16 minutes, making it relatively easy to curtail and control without a total collapse. The fire did not grow over time, probably because it quickly ran out of fuel and was suffocating, indicating that it, without added explosive devices, that the fires could have easily been controlled. New York firefighters still remain under tight government gag order not to discuss the explosions they heard, felt, and saw. The FAA personnel are also under a similar 9/11 gag order. Even the flawed 9/11 commission report acknowledges that none of the fire chiefs presented believed that a total collapse of either tower was possible. Fire had never before caused steel flame buildings to collapse except for the three buildings on 9/11. Nor has fire collapsed any steel high-rise since 9/11. The fires, especially in the South Tower and World Trade Center Building Number 7, were relatively small. Building 7 was unharmed by an airplane and only had minor fires on the 7th and 12th floors of this 47-story steel building, yet it collapsed in less than 10 seconds. World Trade Center 5 and 6 had raging fires but did not collapse, despite much thinner steel beams. In a PBS documentary, Larry Silverstein, the WTC leaseholder, told fire department commander on 9/11 about WTC-7 that maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it, slang for demolish it. It is difficult, if not impossible, for hydrocarbon fires like those fed by jet fuel or kerosene to raise the temperatures of steel close to melting. It has to get really hot even for steel to lose a lot of its structure, you know, enough of its structural integrity to fall down. I thought I'd remind you of that today, since we're speaking of evil rulers. What do we think about President Bush? Even people that don't buy conspiracy theories in general are thinking about the World Trade Center as a government inside job. They, you know, these aren't people who would say we haven't been to the moon. That's what was all fabricated. They aren't people that are going along with every hoax or conspiracy to cover up whatever. Alternative medicines or anything that people, you can frequently hear when you read the National Enquirer or the Globe or a few other places that might be more reputable. And I'm not saying those things I just mentioned aren't true or there isn't really a conspiracy. I'm just saying that there are people who wouldn't go that far who are saying that this was an inside job at the World Trade Center. What do you think? Is President Bush that evil? He may not be that smart. That's a better question. Is he capable of pulling this off? If he didn't do it, then who did? Maybe that's a better question. And or is it really just what the government said? We were attacked by Osama bin Laden, and the government had no idea what was going on. Is that really what happened? Or is there some other intermediate story? This would be interesting to talk about here at Christian Worldview. 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. 8177. We might want to bring that up and think about that a little bit more. Backup line, 864-201-6955. Here's a quick story. It came through an email list. Don't know its origin, so you have to be skeptical about it. In Coeur d'Alene's Ten Commandments on Seized Land, in a pair of rulings on the constitutionality of the Ten Commandments on government property, the Supreme Court today said the commandments may be displayed on public land if that property has been seized from private owners for public purposes under eminent domain. The 5-4 decision comes on the heels of this week's court declaration that so-called private property is actually government land temporarily under private management until its eventual seizure. That is great! We got to put that on our quotes page. Let me read that again. This week's court declaration that so-called private property is actually government land temporarily under private management until its eventual seizure. Whoever wrote this, just came through an email, didn't have an author, but that's great. In a second ruling handed down today, the Supreme Court banned the Ten Commandments from appearing in courtrooms unless the following disclaimer is included. Display of this historically significant collection of law shall not be construed as an endorsement of the God who may or may not have spoken them, nor the existence of such God, nor the legality of laws. Citizens may observe and obey these commandments at their own risk. Please consult your family attorney before embarking on any law-abiding regimen. Oh, that's pretty good. Gotta admit, that is pretty good. Well, what else have we got going on today? There was something. Well, what's this noise about a sex offender in our neighborhood? I didn't realize we had those kinds of problems here. Somebody sent me a notice about some places here in the Greenville area about a known registered sex offender being here. Hate to see that sort of thing. We should probably expose him right here on the show if we get more details. Well, we'll see if I get more details, and then we'll report it here on the show. Can't be having kids being messed with by freaks or those who would become predators. Okay, here is a quotation from Henry L. Mencken, 1926. H. L. Mencken. The state has taken on a vast mass of new duties and responsibilities. It has spread out its powers until they penetrate to every act of the citizen, however secret. It has begun to throw around its operations the high dignity and impeccability of a state religion. Its agents become a separate and superior caste with authority to bind and loose, and their thumbs in every pot. But it still remains, as it was in the beginning, the common enemy of all well-disposed, industrious, and decent men. Yes, the state remains the common enemy of all well-disposed, industrious, and decent men. We couldn't agree more here. Mencken is absolutely right when he says that. Now here's Herbert Spencer speaking of the other side. Be it or be it not true that man is shapen in iniquity and conceived in sin, it is unquestionably true that government is begotten of aggression and by aggression. Yes, Herbert Spencer said that in 1850. Great quote, too, and very true. Here we have the most important addition to the theory of government in all history. Then both of these basic theories of government, in the Eastern and the Western, were really amended for all time by certain principles enunciated in the American Declaration of Independence. Those principles became part of the very foundation of our republic, and they said that man has certain and inalienable rights which do not derive from government at all. Under this theory, not only the sovereign conqueror, but the sovereign people are restricted in their power and authority by man's natural rights, or by the divine rights of the individual man. And those certain inalienable and divine rights cannot be abrogated by the decree of a conqueror. The idea that the vote of the people, no matter how nearly unanimous, makes or creates or determines what is right or just, becomes as absurd and unacceptable as the idea that right and justice are simply whatever a king says they are. Just as the early Greeks learned to try to have their rulers and themselves abide by the laws they had themselves established, so man has now been painfully learning that there are more permanent and lasting laws which cannot be changed by either sovereign kings or sovereign people, but which must be observed by truth. And that government is merely a convenience superimposed by divine commandments and by the natural laws that flow only from the creator of man and man's universe. Now that this principle seems to be the most important addition to the theory of government in all history, it has, as I said, at least tacitly been recognized as a foundation stone and a cardinal tenet of the American Republic. But of course, any such idea that there are unchangeable limitations on the power of the people themselves is utterly foreign to the theory of a democracy, and even more impossible in the practices of one. And this principle may ultimately be, by far, the most significant of any of the many differences between a republic and a democracy for in time. Under any government, without that principle, slavery is inevitable, while with it, slavery is impossible. An American republic has been the first great example of that principle at work. Robert Welch said that in The New American, June 30th, 1986. Interesting. He's the founder of the John Birch Society, if I'm not mistaken. And he's absolutely right on this point. There is no question that what he just said was true. With one small detail, and that is, well, I mean, there was slavery at the beginning of this country. So somehow they had to work that into the Constitution as well. It was an aberration. It was libertarianism having all sorts of kooky ideas attached to it. But libertarians, by the way, are the same today. There were libertarians then who opposed slavery and said it was wrong. And then there were great minds, the great libertarians like Jefferson, who said it was okay. And then there today are libertarians who say that abortion, which is the same thing, just taking one class of human being and deciding that they don't have rights, not declaring them persons or whatever other such thing, just arbitrarily picking some class of human beings. Well, they did the same thing with blacks. You know, your skin's black, and therefore you don't have rights. Well, you're not born yet, so therefore you don't have rights. It's the same kind of logic. Well, at any rate, there are libertarians today, which are the pro-life variety, like me, the Tyranny Response Unit, Dr. John Coben. And then there are those who are the pro-death types, those who ignore this great principle and still justify the denial of life or denial one of the fundamental rights of human beings. Sad but true. That's a good commentary, I think, though, on the state of libertarianism, at least here in America. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, flying solo here. We might try to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
RN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning,
Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, flying solo, as I've already mentioned. Currently, the weather outside is frightful. It is 72 degrees everywhere in the upstate of South Carolina. Showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall possibly this morning, with a flash flood watch in effect until noon. Humid today with highs in the lower 80s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. In fact, the whole rest of the week looks like we're going to have rain and thunderstorms, and it's going to be just perfectly awful as far as weather goes. But at least you don't have to turn your sprinklers on. You can save a little bit on your water bill for that green grass, but you won't be able to mow it for some time to come here. Hope you had a chance to mow it right before all this rain started. At any rate, that's the weather for the day. The Nationalist Times is a politically incorrect monthly newspaper that has reported on the progress of the Christian Worldview program since it began. TRN listeners can obtain a free postpaid sample copy by calling Nelson at 864-642-4315. Visit the Times website, anu.org. Mention this ad for a big discount on your subscription. The Nationalist Times picks up where the liberal media leave off and salutes Dr. Coben for his pioneering broadcast work. And we thank the Nationalist Times for saying so. What else are we at for you today? Well, don't forget to go to tyrannyresponse.com. You'll find there audio files and all sorts of different links that are used to you, including the current events of the week. Because of the 4th of July weekend, we don't have too many events coming up, except the Carolina Patriots will be meeting at the Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road this Saturday at about 12:30 for lunch and 1 o'clock for a meeting. 1 to 3 is the meeting. Be sure to attend the Carolina Patriots this Saturday from 12:30 till 3 o'clock off of Woodruff Road, across from the Greenville Mall at the Prime Sirloin Restaurant in Greenville, South Carolina. That's the only other main event we have going on this week, and it's because of the 4th of July weekend. The final Institute on the Constitution meeting will occur on July the 11th, and we hope you'll go to that. The Americans for Constitutional Government will be having its annual picnic, summer picnic, on July 9th. So that's coming up as well in a couple of weeks. Hope you can attend that. They meet at the Baptist Church, White Something Baptist Church, right across from Bob Jones University, and then they shuttle on up to North Carolina to a beautiful picnic area and have a great time. Hope you can attend that as well today. So those are all the announcements. All those things are on on the tyrannyresponse.net website. You can go to that website and find all that great information. Policyofliberty.net has my books and articles on it. My current article is on the Second Amendment. It's a controversial article because it agrees with the Founding Fathers, and any time the Founding Fathers' principles are espoused today, people get a little antsy. Christians get a little antsy. They don't like the idea of a Second Amendment or the idea of overthrowing states, evil states. Of course, we read this story about this guy Mugabe in Zimbabwe, this mass murderer, this Holocaust generator, this destroyer of private property, using eminent domain to improve urban blight problems, just like they're going to start doing here in America now. Well, this man is already doing it in Zimbabwe, and yet people still have a misperception about what states are all about for whatever reason. It's bizarre. So much work to do for the Christian Worldview show. I mean, that's our purpose here, to help educate people, help you think better as a Christian. Christians are so easily led from one side to the other because of different things. Bush expects review of China oil bid. The White House wants security review for a proposed deal to buy Unocal. Chinese firm vows to keep U.S. jobs. Reuters from Washington is reporting the Bush administration expects an appropriate national and economic security review if China's CNOOC Limited is the winning bidder for Unocal Corporation, a White House spokesman said Monday, while CNOOC vowed to keep U.S. jobs if it should acquire the oil company. There are procedures in place, and if a bid goes through, then we would expect the appropriate procedures to be followed, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said. He said the White House was following the issue closely. Such transactions are typically reviewed by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which determines whether a deal in which a foreign company buying an American company poses a risk to national or economic security. And whenever you read those, by the way, you think about government, state economic security, or state risk, because those are the ones that are greatly at risk, is the George Bush and his cronies and people in Congress. Those are the ones who have to face the greatest risk from any foreign predator, obviously, not the people. But at any rate, they're more concerned about themselves. That's okay. We should realize that. That shouldn't surprise us. Unfortunately, it does surprise some people. So we'll be looking at this, this CNOOC takeover. He said, they said we had planned for and want to participate in a government review of the transaction as soon as possible, CNOOC Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Fu Chengyu said in a statement. We believe it is vital to the success of the possible merged company. Okay, so we'll keep watching on whether or not China buys an American oil company. The Christian Coalition sent out something, being very upset, of course, condemning the Supreme Court's Ten Commandment decision. The Christian Coalition of America condemns today's decision by the Supreme Court to not allow the Ten Commandments in courthouses by a 5-4 margin. Sandra Day O'Connor, once again the swing vote here, proving herself to be a true liberal, internationalist, globalist type that likes international law to trump the Constitution and American sovereignty. She's a traitor, even though she did vote on the right side of other things recently. Occasionally she gets it right. At any rate, after 40 years of tyrannical decisions emanating from the United States Supreme Court, and most of the Supreme Court's justices being selected by Republican presidents during that time, it is long past time for justices who are being appointed to the Supreme Court to respect the United States Constitution. Today's Supreme Court decision on the Ten Commandments showed once again that the nation's top court is completely out of step with the American people. This must change. Today's flawed Ten Commandments decision by the Supreme Court makes the confirmation of strict constitutionalists to that court more important than ever. Actually, folks, until you get rid... We talked about this on the Institute and the Constitution last night. These rulings should not surprise us. You cannot fix the problem just by getting some more good people into the government. Folks, there's far more insidious than that. First of all, the nature of the state is evil. It is not a good thing in general to have states, and we're not going to have good come out of a state in the long run. You might have a couple good things here and there. Yeah, you can throw in a few chunks of gold in the pile of manure. They're probably going to find a couple good things here and there. But in general, the vast movement of the state is going to be towards what is evil. That's one problem. The other is the kinds of people that are in America right now enjoy what's going on here in the state. Why? Because they've gone to the public school, the government indoctrination center, is what Bruce Short calls, correctly, the pagan seminary. There they've learned all that they need to know from Darwin, Comte, Herbert Spencer, John Dewey. Even if not by name, they learn the philosophy of these men, the secular humanist position of these people that will lead people astray, frankly, and cause them to buy into all sorts of phony doctrines, including the idea that the American founders were off their rockers. And instead of having liberty, we need to have slavery, socialism. It's a good thing. And in order to lure people into this trap, they give them all sorts of benefits that are called entitlements. And this is the kind of people we have today. So how do we possibly expect to change our world, to change our government, when people, even people in the church, have sent their kids to these government indoctrination centers and have come up with a complete imbecile race, an idiot race, that cannot possibly think for itself outside of the secular humanist training system it's been imbibing. This is the sad thing. This is a sad state of affairs the church has fallen into, and there's no way that we can possibly win a victory in the courts or anywhere else until this has changed. That's right. That's the implication now, folks. If you really want to have an initial change in America, something to really curb these decrees and rules and things like that that come down from the state, well, you got to change people's thinking. How do you change people's thinking? Well, you have shows like this, which are few and far between. That's one way. That's one way that helps. But more importantly, you as a parent need to stop sending your kids to a public indoctrination center. This is our greatest foe. This is a thing which turns on its head all that we do. They're not good things. They're not nice, nice institutions that have a few errors. They're insidious institutions full of every kind of debauchery, evil, not only in terms of crime and immorality, but in terms of bad philosophy. And these bad philosophies turn up in support for bad ideas of politicians in the political process. If you're a parent with your kids in a public school, my friend, all I can say is, in the kindest, gentlest way, you're in sin. You're sinning against Almighty God by having them there. And I don't care that we hear any sob stories about how you have to sin because you have a hard case in your life, like you had a bad husband who went off and left you with as a single mom. There are ways in which you can homeschool very cheaply and with just a few hours or a couple hours a day of your time. And if you can't do that, and you do have some money, then send them at least to a Christian school. I think homeschooling is by far the best thing to do, but at least at a Christian school, they're not going to be indoctrinated and imbibing all the nonsense from secular humanists. So if you got your kids in there, you need to get them out. That's the first step. The second step is, if you're working for the public school, stop kidding yourself about being salt and light there, about being a missionary, having a ministry there. What you really want there is a paycheck. You're there because the pay is good. Admit it to yourself. That's the first step. Then, give up the idea that you can actually go into an evil institution and actually make changes that are good. By your same logic, you could have your daughters go and work at these strip bars. Why not? You can witness to the people inside there. Or you could have your wife go over and become the secretary for the abortion clinic. She doesn't actually do the abortions, but she still works there. Oh, well, maybe your son could become the photographer for a pedophilia or a kiddie porn firm. Why not? He could witness to them while he's doing his job. Folks, there are certain things that you have no right to be doing. Being involved with a public school, which is the greatest enemy of the church, the greatest enemy of people of faith and principle, and who hold to the Founding Fathers' vision, those kinds of, if you are involved with the institution as against these things, then you're working for the side of evil, and it's sinful. You're not being salt and light. Witness to the public school teachers after they come home. Don't give yourself an excuse for working there as if you're doing somehow some virtuous thing by collecting your government paycheck and supporting the beast. You can't do it. It's wrong. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. The phone number here, 864-244-8177, live from 7:30 to 9 every morning here in the upstate. 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955, the backup line. Give us a call if you want to talk about some of these great subjects. We're going to go take a quick break. You're listening to Christian Worldview once again with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be right back.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with a government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we try to do that, at any rate, as much as possible here on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Here's a petition to impeach the 5 Supreme Court justices who decided that eminent domain could be used to take land for private use. The 5th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which justices are sworn to defend, specifically limits the use of eminent domain to public use. Roads, military bases, courthouses, municipal buildings, etc. 5th Amendment, U.S. Constitution, no person shall be held to answer for capital, otherwise infamous crime, unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury. This is the 5th Amendment. This is the Bill of Rights we're reading, by the way, folks. We've tried to do that lately. Except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when an actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to the same offense twice to be put into jeopardy of life and limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. This Supreme Court decision means that your property can now be taken and resold to private companies for any purpose. Please read and sign the petition here, and it gives you the address, which is petitiononline.com/LP001/petition.html. I don't usually ask you to pass an email on to others, but this is vitally important. Please pass it on. Brian Morton, he's the head of libertarianchristians.org. So the libertarian Christians are up in arms, as they should be, about this petition. Ultimately, unless we get people to get out of the public school and get them to listen to Christian Worldview instead of Rush Limbaughs and Tony Beams and Gallagher's or whoever else is the neocon leftist types or left-leaning types, to be kind. They're left-leaning and don't even know it. Anyway, until we get them listening to good shows and get them out of the nonsense, we have very little hope. Until we get people to homeschool instead of go through these public school indoctrination centers, we have little hope. But nevertheless, in the meantime, we might as well do what's right. Go to petitiononline.com/lp001/petition.html. That's petitiononline.com/lp001/petition.html and fill out the petition to impeach these justices. You can also go to Brian Wharton's site, which is libertarianchristians.org. That link is on the tyrannyresponse.com website. Hope you can go there and follow the link to that page and then go ahead and fill out the petition. Why not? Could be a great opportunity to make a difference. Who knows? Of course, they're not going to listen to us. They hate us, and we realize that most people in America really are reveling in this opportunity. I mean, imagine you're just a poor worker, an average guy, blue collar type person, and all of a sudden someone just gives you the keys to the kingdom and says, "Look, you can go ahead and use your state to just slam other people." And somehow it's going to benefit you. Now, sure, there's a few people that'll lose their home, but the likelihood of that is small. If you're a blue collar type, especially if you're a renter, all it can do is possibly give you profit, and the government's going to play that card real well to make sure it maintains the votes it needs to get the support it needs and attack the minority. This is what it does frequently in the so-called democracy or mob rule. It'll get 6 out of 10 people to agree with the government's position. And therefore, might makes right. The majority rules. It doesn't matter about individual liberty anymore. What matters is that the government can maintain its power and still do all these nasty things, like taking away private property rights. Go sign the petition, folks. But I'm telling you, I've got very low expectations that we have a chance of stopping what's going on here, because people just aren't going to want to stop it. They're going to enjoy having the extra power they're going to have from this. You say, "Well, poor people are going to get that power." Well, indirectly, they're not directly going to have it necessarily, unless they can use it in such a way to manipulate the political process and get what they want and become rich through it. And that's possible. But in general, there will be benefits doled out to the common man, and people in the Democrat and Republican parties alike are going to support this kind of activity. George Bush will give lip service against it, as he does to many things, but he won't do anything about it. Why would we expect him to do anything about this when he doesn't do anything forcefully about abortion? Just not going to happen. Well, here's a friend of the Tyranny Response Network writing an email and just saying he thinks that Billy Graham is endorsing Hillary for president. Now, is that true? Interesting question. As most of you know, he says, "Because of sincerely held biblical convictions since 1956, I have not been a great fan of evangelist Dr. Billy Graham." At that time, Billy Graham officially changed his ecclesiastical course by rejecting the invitation of the New York Committee of Twice-Born Men, composed only of believers of the historic Christian faith espoused by the many Bible-based churches, both independents and denominational, in the area. It instead announced his intention in the future to hold only campaigns sponsored by the local, predominantly apostate, much larger Protestant Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, for World Council of Churches. So this is where Billy Graham was going, but apparently he found some testimony at the Saturday meeting. He publicly endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Now, this is interesting that he would say such a thing. There's no real way to verify this unless you were there. We'd like to hear about it from listeners. 864-244-8177, 864-244-8177, or 864-201-6955. Apparently, during his last crusade in America, June 24th to 26, 2005, in New York City, he asked the question, listener is asking the question, at a Saturday's meeting, did he publicly endorse Hillary Clinton for president? He has been listening to a soundbite from what was said there, and he finds Dr. Graham entering the political realm, saying nice things about Bill Clinton. And it was actually listening to the soundbite of a close of the ABC news program this week with George Stephanopoulos. for Sunday, June 26th. The closing credits were credited included thank you to Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Anyone may obtain the official transcription by calling 818-848-6500 or going online at Transcripts TV. The price is $20. I don't include every word of the moderator's introduction, but I believe I'm going to give you an exact reproduction, he says. And, well, interestingly enough, here's what he says. George Stephanopoulos, of course you remember who that scoundrel is, he became a pastor of presidents, an American icon, but last night was not just about saving souls. Graham also added some career advice for his star guests. Billy Graham, you already know the wonderful guest turning to face them. That's the Clintons. We have tonight President and Mrs. Clinton. And in response to cheering and applause, the Clintons arose and took a bow. Many years ago when I was speaking and he was in the audience, he had just spoken. I told him before an audience that I thought that when he left the presidency, he should be an evangelist. Cheers and laughter. Because he has all the gifts and could leave his wife to run the country. Roaring cheers. And George Stephanopoulos said, Hillary is going to take that endorsement to the bank. Whatever you are may think about it, or whatever disclaimer may be issued by Billy Graham Evangelistic Disclaimer, there is me no doubt that George S., a very astute political commentator, having served as Clinton's top political advisor both in the original campaign in the White House during his first term, thinks it is a political endorsement and will be very useful to Hillary Clinton's upcoming campaign for president in 2008 and beyond. I don't know if it was a political endorsement or not, but this listener or this supporter of TRN and our so-called radical ideas on the right thinks that it was. Billy Graham, of course, has already gone overboard, well known for his ecumenicism and going with the Catholic Church in trying to support popes and so forth. Well, maybe now he's showing his true colors and wasn't just kidding about Bill Clinton becoming an evangelist and Hillary being endorsed for the next president of the United States. Sad. We're going to go to another quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And the Teamsters are mobilizing against CAFTA in a fight to protect U.S. jobs. Congress has only 90 days to reject the CAFTA job trade proposal. And for job protections and basic international labor standards, they're fighting for it. Well, interesting. It shouldn't be no surprise that the Teamsters are opposed to CAFTA. We should all be opposed to CAFTA, not so much because of what the Teamsters' ideology is, but because CAFTA undermines U.S. sovereignty. And that's bad. We don't need CAFTA doing that to us and wrecking our country. And of course, nothing should surprise you anymore now that we've seen what these guys are willing to do with property rights. Should not be any surprise to you what's going on. Okay, well, what have we got to do the last couple minutes of the show? How about this one? Germany report on Hitler's birthday sent to us from the TRN research staff. April 20th, 2005. This is by Roger Gunther, director of Schruth, German legal homeschool organization. Two mothers were taken into prison in the state of Nordrhein-Westfalen. They were not homeschoolers, but were charged with keeping their children from fulfilling the mandatory school attendance laws of their state. Their crime? They refused to allow their children to participate in a very, very ungodly school theater piece. First, they received fines. When they refused to pay the fines, they were taken to jail. One mother's husband is in the hospital for a very serious lung operation. He, like the other father, will face jail when his wife finishes her punishment in prison. When she was brought to the police station, the officer in charge told her to go home and not tell anybody. Why? Because she was brought into prison with her baby. She still nurses her baby. The other mother remains in jail. She has 12 children. The last step is to take the children away. The grandson of Germany's most respected chancellor of all time, Konrad Adenauer, who was home educated, Sven Adenauer, a politician himself and the county administrator for Gütersloh, was quoted in a news article to say that fundamentalist Christians, that is, Russian-German Baptists, should leave the country. He, like his grandfather, is a member of Germany's conservative party, the CDU, is becoming harder and harder to distinguish between the two parties, the SPD Democrats and the CDU Republicans. Germany is no place for fundamentalists. The background for his statements are the troubles these Baptist families cause in state schools. Yes, us Baptists, we cause all sorts of problems, don't we? As time goes along, unless you're a Billy Graham type Baptist, and then you just like Bill Clinton, I guess. Well, you could argue that Bill Clinton was a troublemaker, so maybe all Baptists do cause trouble. Just some cause the right kind of trouble, other cause the wrong kind of trouble. At any rate, well, this is a sad story. Yesterday in Hamburg, a 9-year-old girl's Muslim parents contested before the court that their little girl should be made into wear a swimsuit to attend the co-ed swim course in her school, which they believed to be sin. The state argued that it was in the best interest of the child to learn to swim. The judge ruled that the state was principally entitled to follow its own educational goals independent from the beliefs and wishes of the parents. Great place to live, folks. Germany. Yeah, rush over there. Talk about having a war on your hands. Homeschoolers, the fight's just beginning for those people. They're 20, 30 years behind America, and it sounds like they have a more vicious state than we have here, even in some of these things. They only want to preserve their children for the faith that their fathers died for in Russia, nothing else. Teachers complain that children of fundamentalist, Bible-believing Baptists tell their Catholic and Protestant schoolmates about their faith. This is a bad thing. The judge who, with two social workers, visited a Baptist family in Paderborn in an attempt to force them to send their child back to school. He came to evaluate the possibility of giving custody of their home-educated boy to the state. Things are bad in Germany. This is religious persecution. The court took away custody of their children, giving them to the state to ensure attendance in the school. This is very sad. You can visit germanhomeschool.de to find out more information about this tragedy. Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben is a tough job, folks. Well, we hope to get the signal improved, folks. Thanks for hanging in there with us and promoting TRN. Remember to visit the websites and donate generously. Need new computers, need some sites like land where we can stick transmitters that are high up in the air, high elevation of land in the Greenville area. If you can, help us out right now. Give us an email. Go to the policy of, or the tyrannyresponse.com website. Go under contacts and find a way to donate there, and or at least send a message there to tell how you can participate. Thanks for listening today, and Lord willing, we'll be back here again soon, probably tomorrow, but since we're having so many technical difficulties, it may be later than that. Don't be surprised if you hear a recording one day or two here along the way, and we'll try to hang in there, and hope that you'll hang there in there with us as well. Until next time, this is Dr. John Coben signing off, saying God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network. For Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.